This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. and Iran have lobbed threats at each other following the death of Iran's top general. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has promised harsh revenge. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to attack multiple Iranian locations if Iran takes retaliatory measures. Appearing on ABC's This Week, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the Trump administration has changed the U.S. strategy toward Iran.
We're trying to contain them. We developed a strategy. It's a diplomatic strategy. It's an economic strategy. You've now seen some of the military components of that strategy. We're trying to correct for what was the Obama administration's appeasement of Iran. And we have to do that. We have to continue to do that, or Americans will be less safe.
On the same program, Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer said President Trump is ignoring the advice of the past two presidents.
President Bush, hardly a dove. President Obama had the opportunity to take out Soleimani. They didn't. What we don't know, the reasons that it had to be done now, they don't seem very clear. The document they sent us last night is very unsatisfying as to that, even though I can't talk about it.
VOA's national security correspondent Jeff Seldon explains why the United States took this action.
The U.S. said it had to do it to protect American lives. They were worried about plots against U.S. military personnel, diplomats in the region, but this has touched off what could be a firestorm. There have been calls for revenge from Iran, from its proxies, and President Trump on social media on Twitter has said if Iran responds, the U.S. will strike fast, strike hard, and so the rhetoric has been ratcheted up, the tensions have been ratcheted up, and now it remains to be seen how this will play out, with lots of onlookers wondering if somehow both the U.S. and Iran will be able to avoid all-out war.
National security correspondent Jeff Seldon. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Iraq's parliament has passed a resolution calling for foreign troops to leave the country. The resolution calls on the government to work to end the presence of any foreign troops on Iraqi soil and prohibit them from using its land, airspace, or water for any reason. Australia continues to battle wildfires that have scorched millions of hectares across three states. Cooler temperatures and lighter winds on Sunday brought little relief from the fires that firefighters have battled for weeks. Reuters Adam Reed has more.
Finally, some respite for residents in southern parts of Australia, as cooler temperatures and some much-needed rain mean an easing for now from the devastating bushfires that have raged throughout the region. Evacuations are continuing as thick smoke still hangs in the air. In the town of Eden in New South Wales, residents hung on to what belongings they could and waited for buses and boats to take them to safety. Similar scenes in other small towns across the state saw residents wait for news of what remains of their homes and businesses. Initial estimates put damaged or destroyed properties in the hundreds, but authorities said that the mass evacuations by residents of at-risk areas appear to have prevented major loss of life.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. More than 2 years after a wave of sexual assault allegations against Harvey Weinstein ushered in the Me Too movement, the disgraced movie mogul faces another reckoning, a criminal trial that could put him behind bars for the rest of his life. AP's Julie Walker has more.
The case against Weinstein starts with jury selection in a New York courtroom. It's the only criminal case to arise from dozens of allegations against the disgraced movie mogul. Prosecutors say Weinstein raped a woman in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013 and performed a forcible sex act on another woman in 2006. Weinstein pleaded not guilty and has said any sex was consensual. Prosecutors are looking to show that the 67-year-old was a sexual predator and plan to call several witnesses, including Hollywood actress Annabella Sciorra, who says Weinstein raped her as well. The trial could last 4 weeks once a jury is picked. Julie Walker, New York.
At least 60 people have died and nearly 100,000 people are unable to return home days after devastating rains flooded the Indonesian capital of Jakarta. Some 11,000 health workers were deployed across the greater Jakarta area on Sunday to spray chemicals and distribute medicine to prevent the spread of diseases. Tens of thousands of people remain in temporary shelters, mostly in western Jakarta, on Sunday. National weather experts in Indonesia warn that more rain is expected in the coming days. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.